So who do we have as we walk, Klaus, in the different meetings? What type of stakeholders do we have?
The
constituencies.
Stakeholders, we have, if I look at our stakeholders, we have business, of course, as a very important audience, and we have politics. We have continuous partnerships with many governments around the world. And of course, we have NGOs, we have trade unions, we have all those different parts.
Media, of course.
Media, of course. And very important, experts and scientists and academia. Because if we are looking at the future, I think we should look at new solutions, and the new solutions will be very much driven by technological developments.
And we even have you even have religious leaders, right?
We have religious leaders, we have social entrepreneurs, very important social entrepreneurs.
Hey y'all, this here is Pope Chuck, and today I just wanted to talk a little bit about this here crony capitalism, otherwise known as stakeholder capitalism. That's what Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum always talks about. And you'll hear the same thing from all your politicians at home. Here in my little county, Cushaw County, they use that stakeholder name all the time. And what they do is to give fee and lose to all their buddies that spend a little bit more money, and then they take the taxes and fees. They give the people the fees instead of the taxes that over 30 years or 15 years or whatever, these people get. The business makes out like a bandit. And the promise is that they get a few jobs, and then those few jobs pay taxes to the county. See, so that all the real money comes from the people that pay the taxes, not the business. The business just pays a little fee here and there. And so anybody that if a business wants to come in, that's all the perks, and they get all this free infrastructure and all kinds of stuff. Like out at the Turkey Barn, putting a sewer in and putting the water in and giving them all kinds of tax breaks and all kinds of stuff. And it's going to be a little turkey job. You know, you kill some turkeys and then you go home. And everybody thinks that that's going to be good paying jobs. Even Julie Byrne says, oh, it's going to be good paying jobs. Yeah. And now we got a county councilman who, guess what? He's going to get fee and lieu on a $2.6 million investment over a course of so many years. And then they get this free deal for a long, long time. And they call it economic development, because they're probably going to hire a few people and that kind of thing like that. But what they do is the fee is based on the raw property with nothing on it, right? So that's the little fee, and they pay that every year. And they don't pay anything like a regular business. When they put new chairs or new paintings on the wall or do anything new, they have to pay a tax on that. So just imagine some of these big old pieces of equipment some of these places get, you know, $100,000 piece of equipment, they'd have to pay taxes on it if they didn't get a fee in lieu of the rest of it. So then if you know somebody and you run for office and then you get elected, and then you take advantage of this here fees and lieus, let me ask you this. Will you ever vote against a fee in lieu? Well, of course not. Because you done got a fee in lieu, so everybody needs a fee in lieu that comes before you. It's kind of like that clock thing down yonder at the in the middle of Camden. Remember that? And they give them the fee in lieu agreement and all. And this councilman said, you know, we ought to take this here fee in lieu because the glass is half empty and half full, and we wouldn't get nothing. The people wouldn't even come in here. And so the glass is half full, and we ought to take what we can get. Well, little did we know then that Mr. Russell Bressel was already in the works to get a fee in lieu too. Ain't that something? So now, all of a sudden, the fee in lieu comes out and it's called Project Local. It's a big secret. And so when it first comes up to the reading, Russell Bressel says, "Oh, great goodness, I got to recuse myself, y'all."
And he goes, "Providing preliminary approval for certain incentives to induce Project Local acting for itself, one or more current or future affiliates, and other projects sponsors. To establishing manufacturing and related facilities in Kershaw County, South Carolina, including a negotiated fee in lieu." It's at tab E, it's at page 8, and it's on the board. Mr. Carpenter, can you introduce this real quick?
Chair, members of council, we have in front of you
I'm going to recuse myself.
Mr. Chair, members, we have in front of us a resolution that is preliminary approval for incentives for a fee in lieu for Project Local. We have previously addressed this issue some years ago. It is time to renew these as the company is looking now to be in the process of building their facility. So we have in front of you for a resolution and first reading entitled.
And he goes out. And everybody says, beep. And then they start talking about Project Locals. And then after they say, okay, let's pass that, and it don't mean nothing right now, but we just got to go through this thing because of Robert's rules. Well, then, Russell Bressel, Samuel Tucker run around the corner, and he said, "Russell Bressel, you can come back in now. Everything's good, dog."
We seem to close the loop. With that, we move to a vote. All those in favor signify by raising your hands. And it's unanimous with Mr. Bressel excusing himself. At that point, can we bring him back in?
We can, but I would point out that there's going to be a first reading on the ordinance effective this. You may want to do that next.
All right, let's do that, and I'll take chairman's prerogative. That's item number 2.
I agree.
Is that item number 2?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to skip down then to the next item. It passes, Mary, with Mr. Bressel excused. We move to item number 2, which is a first reading in title only of an ordinance authorizing the execution and delivery of a fee agreement by and between the county and Project Local and its affiliates. Mr. Carpenter, just explain that very briefly, and we'll put a motion out.
I so move.
Mr. Carpenter, you do need to explain that.
No, sir, it's a title only for the fee in lieu.
Okay, very good. And that's what I wanted you to say. Mr. Jones has seized the initiative and got the first motion. May I have a second?
Second.
Second from whom, please?
Snodgrass.
Okay, Mr. Snodgrass again. All right, we open discussion. Mr. Jones, you want to discuss it?
Just as I said, I'm very proud of this family, what they've accomplished in Kershaw County. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Others?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead.
I'll just note that prior to Mr. Bressel ever being on council, council was inclined and actually had discussions and votes in the past to support this local family business, which is kind of cool because you usually don't get to look at small local business in that way. It's usually someone coming from out of town that we're talking about these kind of types of incentives with. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Thank you. I think we've moved to a vote now. All those in favor, so signify. And it's unanimous. And with that, it passes, Mary. And could you ask Mr. Bressel to come back in?
So Russell comes back in. And then at the second meeting, when they had to do the second reading, guess what? Russell Bressel said, "Ooh, I got to go again." Vroom, out the door he went. And then they laugh again and all. And then it was revealed who it is, RJR LLC. That's a all the Brazos is over yonder. Roy's Wood Products. Anyway, so they passed that. So now we're getting ready to see it pass again. And crony capitalism goes again around and around. So who do you think that Mr. Russell G. Brazel will support? Will support for the county chair office or any other office? Or do you think he's going to support fee and lose? Do you think he's going to support Julie Byrne's Vision 2030? Of course he is. Because he's already got the benefits. See, this is how crony capitalism works. It ain't just Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum who's penetrated everybody and got everybody all kinds of people work for that fella. It ain't just him. It's right here. Julie Burns, Russell Brazel, Ben Cornell, the con man Cornell. He's gonna be your next representative. You know what that means? That means more crony capitalism. He's just like Mitt Romney's. Anyway, that's just something to think about here in Kershaw County and in the world. Old Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, where you're going to own nothing and be happy. And Julie Burns and all the county council is going to give you the vision. Till next time, y'all. Pork chop. Bye.
As we work, Klaus, in the different meetings, what type of stakeholders do we have?
Hobby.
The constituencies.
Stakeholders. We have, if I look at our stakeholders, we have business, of course, as a very important audience, and we have politics. We have continuous partnerships with many governments around the world. And of course, we have NGOs, we have trade unions, we have all those different parts.
Media, of course.
Media, of course. And very important, experts and scientists and academia. Because if we are looking at the future, I think we should look at new solutions, and the new solutions will be very much driven by technological developments.
And we even have you even have religious leaders, right?
We have religious leaders, we have social entrepreneurs, very important social entrepreneurs.